Okay, good morning, everybody. It's the third day of the month of Elul, 5780, the 23rd of August, 2020. We're up to Mizmor Kof Gimel, it's a Mizmor which basically has Elul written all over it. Kirachim Avo Banim appears in this Mizmor of Tehillim. More on that a little bit later. It talks about how fleeting our earthly existence is, even if our soulful existence is in fact, eternal, but lines that, of course, resonate throughout the davening of the Yamin Noraim of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, Ki Yada Yitzreinu Zachor Ki Afar Anachnu, that we say every day, that just like we said yesterday, Ki Ha'adam Eitz HaSadeh, that there is a link between human beings and the rest of the earth, in the sense that we are physical, and ultimately, you know, Ki Afarata Ve'Lafarata Shuv, or as we say, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, Adam Yisoda Me'afar V'Sofu La'afar B'Nafshu Yavilachmo Enosh Kechotzer Yamav, right, that we reference explicitly in Nisan HaTokef, right, like the grass itself, Kitzitz HaSadeh Ken Yatzitz, that we grow like the grass, but eventually we wither as well, Ki Ruach HaVrabo Ve'enenu V'lo Yakirenu Od Mikomo, and the spirit can be taken from us, and we are no longer in the earthly sense, and the body goes back to where it came from. Again, kafarata v'el afar tashuv. Aspect number one. Number two, and then I think again very deeply related to the major themes of Elul, is pointed out by the Gemara Masechta Megillah about the order of our Shmona Esrei. So, of course, at the beginning of our Shmona Esrei, we ask God for wisdom. Our whole relationship with God is predicated on wisdom. We talk about God as the Chonin Hadas. So then we move on to God as the Forgiver, Chanun Hamar Beli Sloach, that Hashem can forgive us. And that is rooted here. Of course, we have to make a move of tshuva in between. I should have noted that I wrote Sebi Tshuva. And then Chanun Hamar Beli Sloach. So the Gemara in Masechta Megillah says that this is rooted in this Mizmor of Tehillim, this notion of the order of our Shmona Esrei, Asoleach Ocho Avonaichi, Harofe l'chol tachulaichi, hagoel mishachas chayaichi amatrechi chesed v'rachamim. So in there, we have certain elements of the order of our Shmona Esrei. So Chanun Amar b'lisloach, God is forgiver. So you would think Refa'enu should come next, and then there should be Goel Yisrael, hagoel mishachas chayaichi. But the Gemara in Masechta Megillah says, no, you misunderstand. Refua, as referenced here in the third pasuk, is not refua in the physical sense, but it relates to the following. Hahu lau refua de tachaluim hi al refua de slicha hi. That slicha brings with it not only forgiveness from sin, but there's a certain sense of healing that takes place. That we look at sin not just as wrong in the moral or philosophical sense, but a kind of, as they would say in the world of medicine, a pathology, right? That there's something which is, again, abnormal. The normal physiological system has become pathophysiological. There's something of an analog here in the spiritual sense. Hasoleach ocho avonaichi, harofe l'chol tachluaichi, hagoel mishachas chayaichi. And here, geula is along similar lines. The Rav wrote so compellingly about two different kinds of tshuva. There's tshuva, which is basically of kapara, of achieving atonement, so we can sort of stave off the punishment that we would normally deserve for various violations, but there's tshuva, which isn't predicated on the idea of tshuva minachet, and tshuva, which will then help us achieve kapara, but tshuva of complete renewal, rejuvenation, even recreation of self as the ultimate act of bechira. That's in Hilchos Tshuva and Perek Zayin. It's after the Rambam's treatise on free will and the unmitigated and unadulterated nature of free will. So here we have a reference to Geula, and it makes perfect sense, because if you think about the structure of our Shmona Esrei, we begin with our personal needs, again, for wisdom, and for return to God, and for atonement and forgiveness, then we have Geula, which we'll come to in a second, and we have personal health, and Parnassa, and then we move on to the national matters, like Kibbutz Golios, the return of the Jewish people to the land of Israel, and the restoration of the Sanhedrin, and the removal of sectarianism, L'mal Shanim Al Titikva, the restoration of Jerusalem, all of these national matters. So squarely within the personal section of Shmona Esrei is the bracha of Re'ena Avyanyenu V'Riva Rivenu Goel Yisrael. So there, Geula, again, is not a reference to the national redemption of the Jewish people, but it's a reference to the Geula that we can achieve when we extract ourselves from sin. In the Chumash, Geula is used both in terms of redemption of a people, right, but also in terms of an individual sense. If something, let's say, is consecrated and you want to redeem it out from that narrow definition, a person can literally be ensnared within a certain category of existence. So that's called Geula, of a field needs to be redeemed, etc. So again, we have this in Megillah Esther as well. You know, ki go'el ata, you are the one who will extract us from this situation. So this is a very important element of our tshuva process, is not only to think about it as ceasing to sin and somehow returning from sin, but literally extracting ourselves from a particular pathology and recreating ourselves. So again, that's what the Gemara was intending when it said, Lo refua de tachaluim. It's not about healing sin. It's not about healing a physical malady. Lo refua de slichahi, which is why this is perfectly consistent with the order of our Shmon Esrei. Asaleach chol avonechi, harofe lechol tachluaichi, agol mishachas chayaichi. Because geula means not just that God has forgiven us, but God has allowed us to redeem ourselves in the ultimate sense of the term. And then finally, we move on to actual refua. In the physical sense. So moving on to one other element of this mizmor, we referenced the pasuk before, kirachem av albanim, that as the father has mercy on the son, richam Hashem al yireyav. So the medrash wants to know which one of the avos is being referenced here. Is it Avram, who had such compassion even on the people of Sodom and Amorah? And then there's another opinion in the Medrash, this is the opinion of Rabbi Yeshua Bar Nachman, who says, no, we're talking about Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu's rachamim, his compassion for his children, expressed itself in wanting to shield them from any harm and putting himself in harm's way. V'hu avar lifteihem, this is an encounter with Esav, and Yaakov, therefore, used his body to literally protect his children. And then the Medrash concludes with this striking comment. Darko shel av l'rachim v'darko shel ei manachim. It is the way of a father to have compassion. It is the way of the mother to comfort, to wipe the tears off one's cheeks. Emor kadosh baruch hu ana avid de'av v'ana avid de'aim. I'll do both. Ki ish asher imo t'nachamenu kein anochi anachamchem. And then, of course, in this mizmor we have kirachim av albanim. So Hashem plays both a paternal and a maternal role in terms of his relationship with us, but especially this time of year. So kirachem av albanim, so the mercy of the father moves him to go to extraordinary lengths for his children, to put himself in harm's way, to prevent harm. That's the image of Yaakov Avinu, v'hu avar lifneihem, that if something was going to happen, mutav bi, it would be better that it should happen to me than my child. Any father would lie down on the train tracks, proverbially, for the child, right? But on the other hand, after something goes wrong, after we've been injured, after we've been wounded, after we've been hurt, so then we need the nechama of the mother who wipes away the tears, who puts the bandage on the skinned knee. So that is ki'ish asher imo t'nachamenu kein anochi anachemchem. So we have two distinct elements of our relationship with Hashem being expressed here, Rachem and Nachem. It's interesting, just thought some of the Rishonim say that there's a whole debate as to whether on Tisha B'Av we should only say Nachem Mincha, which is our practice, but if it's what we call Me'ein HaMe'ora, if it's just like, we have Yala V'Yavo and all the Tfilos of Rosh Chodesh, so why shouldn't we have in all of our Tfilos? So some of the Rishonim felt that way. And then there's kind of a third or a middle position that maybe we should have Rachem and then Nachem. So Rachem would be in the earlier part of the day. We're still, so to speak, davening that we shouldn't be injured. And then we have Nachem at the very end of the day. After the Beis HaMikdash, there was Hatzasas Eish B'Mikdash. So now we can ask for Nechama, for Hashem to wipe away our tears. So again, we have this duality of the Rachem and Nachem. But the important thing to remember is that Hashem plays both roles, right? That He has great compassion on us to protect us from harm, for things that might threaten us, but also when things unfortunately don't go the way that we were hoping they would go, to have nechama and to help us wipe away our tears. Everybody have a wonderful day.